Does it matter if we vote or not?
Well, at the moment, no, because see, this is another thing. Everything is a perception deception. So, and we're back here to people who are slaves being manipulated to believe they're free so they will not rebel against their slavery. And voting and the political system is fundamentally part of this. There came a point, I mean, this still goes on around the world, but certainly in Europe and the Western world, there came a point where people were no longer accepting royal dictatorships and dictatorships by individuals. And so we moved to this process of politics and what they call democracy. And the great con trick, the great you are free when you're actually a slave part of politics, is to equate as interchangeable terms democracy and freedom. So democracy at its best is tyranny by the majority, and at its worst, which is much of the time, it's actually tyranny by the minority. We have a prime minister and a conservative government in Britain at the moment that has power to win any vote in the House of Houses of Parliament, and it secured 37% of the vote. And that's called democracy, the people deciding. Well, the people clearly have not decided. And when you look at democracy and political voting, just as democracy is equated with freedom, so voting is equated with freedom. But you can only do that if voting is related to choice. If you have any political party with any chance of forming a government, basically standing on the same policy postage stamp as the others that have any chance of forming a government, you are not voting from a perspective of making a choice. You are voting for different masks on the same face. And by voting, you are giving your power and energy, and you are giving credibility to a thoroughly rigged system. And I would point people to a blatant example of this, which is George Bush, boy George Bush, and Barack Obama. In the way that they were promoted, the way that the propaganda operated, you could not get two people more different than those two, especially
True.
according to the first election campaign of Barack Obama, when he promoted himself as so far different from George Bush. It was, extraordinary. But what has happened? The same policies that unfolded under Bush have continued under Obama. And you find this all over the world. Why? Because a control system does not do choice. It does the illusion of choice, but it doesn't do real choice. So you have the illusion of choice that you go through the education system and then you decide what job you're going to do, what profession you're going to follow. And you think you're choosing something, but actually all you're doing is choosing different aspects and different jobs that serve the system. Thus, you have not got choice. And what you're doing with politics is apparently having the choice of voting for different political parties when actually you're voting for the same force. The choice is an illusion. And so I've not voted for decades because Since I was in the Green Party, I've not voted. And so I don't give it, from my personal point of view, I don't give it my energy and I don't give it credibility by me taking it seriously. It's not to be taken seriously. And people say that if you don't vote, then you don't deserve a say. Well, actually, by not voting, you're having a much bigger say than those who do. Because if people chose not to vote, the statement, if enough did it, that people were not having the system as it is, would be extremely powerful. And what you'd be doing by not voting is taking away the credibility
Yeah,
of the
correct.
system instead
Yeah,
of giving
correct.
it credibility. But people think, well, no, I've got to vote because if you don't vote, the other side will get in. Well, the other side's controlled by the same people as the ones you don't want to get in. Come on, you know. And the biggest and most powerful statement I suggest that people can make politically is not to vote on a vast scale, because then the system has no credibility. And one of the reasons that around the world they are trying to bring in some countries they have compulsory voting and a fine if you don't, is to protect the system from just that withdrawal of credibility. Because you hear it all the time. Doesn't matter who gets in, nothing changes. Well, ask yourself, why is that? Again, we're back to possibility. When you think of the possibilities of the way of running a society, the way of organizing a society, the way of organizing the ability to purchase what we need, why is it that according to politics worldwide, no matter what the color of the party, why is it that with any party with any chance of forming a government, the same ongoing one way of doing it is always what they stand for? Because they are there to give the illusion of choice, to hide from people that they have no choice, that they are not free as they think, but they're actually in a form of slavery. And the way the system works through compartmentalization of knowledge, and you know, to me, even to me, it's been extraordinary sometimes to realize how far up the pyramid or how deep in the rabbit hole, whichever way you want to go, you can go in terms of people in positions of power before you meet one that actually knows what's going on and why. Because the program is not just for the masses. The program is for the vast majority of politicians, the vast majority of doctors, the vast majority of scientists, the vast majority of public administrators. It's only the tiny few who actually are in awareness of the fact that there is a system with an agenda and where it wants to take us and how it takes us there. Most of them are not in awareness of that. They all will say to you, look, mate, I live in the real world. And what it means is, I live in the program. And for me, what this world is symbolically, and actually not even symbolically, literally much of the time, is a madhouse. And what's happened is, as I said in one of my books, if you're born into a madhouse and it's all you've ever known, and you've never been outside the madhouse, and everyone around you is in the madhouse and have been brought up in the madhouse, then to you, the madhouse and all that goes on there is normal. And when someone comes in and says, hey, this is a bloody madhouse, you think they're mad. because they are challenging your version of normal, therefore they must be mad. And this is why people throughout human history who have been condemned by the society of the day as mad, crazy, eccentric, whatever, have been the sane ones with
Yeah.
hindsight. And it's still
Frustrating.
the same today. So
Yeah.
another part of the deprogramming is not just the realization that actually you're a slave and what you've taken to be free thought was actually not that at all, most of it, but also to realize that the world is a lunatic asylum. And what I found is because it's an inversion. And one of its inversions, it's an inversion of life. And the inversion of life is death, destruction. And look, we have a world that's awash with death and destruction. Bombing people to death and destruction is called protecting civilians from violence. The whole world is upside down. It's an inversion. Thus, it's if you take balance and harmony and a celebration of life to be sanity, then what we live in is insanity. And from my own experience, I found that a very profound realization, because once you realize the world is mad, so I will leave that. You realize that it's not you that's mad, it's actually the world that you are observing. And you stop trying to make sense of it from the point of view of it can't be this mad. It can't be this
No.
mad. So it must be me. It's not. It is
No.
that mad. And it's
Yeah.
mad because it is made to be so,
Yeah.
because it is systematically inverted. So you
Yeah.
think slavery is freedom,
Yeah.
war is peace, and all the rest of it.